The Divine Comedy, Purgatory, by Dante Alighieri, and read by Ben Onwukwe for Saga Egmont. Canto 1. Invocation to the Muses. Dawn of Easter on the shore of Purgatory. The Four Stars. Cato. The cleansing of Dante from the stains of hell. To run over better waters, the little vessel of my genius now hoists its sails, and leaves behind itself a sea so cruel. And I will sing of that second realm, where the human spirit is purified, and becomes worthy to ascend to heaven. But here let dead poesy rise again, O holy muses, since yours I am, and here let Calliope somewhat mount up, accompanying my song with that sound of which the wretch Picea felt the stroke such that they despaired of pardon. A sweet colour of oriental sapphire, which was gathering in the serene aspect of the sky, pure even to the first circle, renewed delight to my eyes soon as I issued forth from the dead air that had afflicted my eyes and my breast. The fair planet, which incites to love, was making all the Orient to smile, veiling the fishes that were in her train. I turned me to the right hand, and fixed my mind upon the other pole, and saw four stars never seen save by the first people. The heavens appeared to rejoice in their flamelets. O, widowed northern region, since thou art deprived of beholding these! When I had withdrawn from regarding them, turning me a little to the other pole, there whence the wane had already disappeared, I saw close to me an old man alone, worthy in look of so much reverence that no son owes more unto his father. He wore a long beard and mingled with white hair, like his locks, of which a double list fell upon his breast. The rays of the four holy stars so adorned his face with light that I saw him as if the sun had been in front. "Who are ye that counter to the blind stream have fled from the eternal prison?" said he, moving those venerable plumes. "Who has guided you? Or who was a lamp to you, issuing forth from the deep night that ever makes the infernal valley black? Are the laws of the abyss thus broken, or is a new design changed in heaven that, being damned, ye come unto my rocks?" My leader then took hold of me, and with words and with hands and with signs, made my legs and my brow reverent. Then he answered him,
"Of myself I came not. A lady descended from heaven, through whose prayers I succored this man with my company. But since it is thy will that more of our condition be unfolded to thee as it truly is, mine cannot be that to thee this be denied. This man has not seen his last evening, but through his folly was so near thereto that very little time there was to turn. Even as I have said, I was sent to him to rescue him, and there was no other way than this, along which I have set myself. I have shown to him all the guilty people, and now I intend to show him those spirits that purge themselves under thy ward. How I have led him, it would be long to tell thee. From on high descends power that aids me to conduct him to see thee and to hear thee. Now may it please thee to approve his coming. He goes seeking liberty, which is so dear, as he knows who for her refuses life. Thou knowest it, for there for her sake was not hitter to thee in Utica, where thou didst leave the garment that on the great day shall be so bright. The eternal edicts are not violated by us, for this one is alive.